In this bulletin, Scott Morrison announces a $527 million Disability Royal Commission. A Townsville mother to be charged with manslaughter over the drowning of her two young sons. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Jenkins. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the panel appointed to oversee the Disability Royal Commission has the expertise to lead the investigation. The $527 million inquiry includes a panel of six commissioners who have experience living with a disability or a judicial, policy or Indigenous background. Some of the names include Barbara Bennett, Rhonda Galbally and John Ryan. Mr. Morrison says he expects the three-year Royal Commission to make a big difference.
Very much this Royal Commission has been fashioned just in the same way as the Royal Commission into Aged Care, which I announced, on the basis of what we saw with the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse. That was a significant and nation-changing Royal Commission. And I believe this will be also.
Meanwhile, the head of Women with Disabilities Australia is pushing for the Royal Commission to travel to jails and group houses to fully hear the voices of abuse victims. Advocate Carolyn Frohmater wants the commissioners to visit usually closed locations, including prisons, residential properties and boarding houses.
Violence and abuse against people with disability happens in all areas or settings or contexts, and so the commissioners have to be prepared to go to people with disability wherever they might be.
Police are set to charge a North Queensland mother with manslaughter over the drowning of her two young sons. The boys, aged 3 and 5 years old, were found dead in the Ross River in late February after wandering off from their family home. The 47-year-old woman is expected to appear in Townsville Court this afternoon. The woman is also facing drug charges. Detective Senior Sergeant Dave Miles has described the boys' deaths as a preventable tragedy.
There is no way that these boys should have been left in the way they were. There's no way these young men should have been allowed to go down to the river, and certainly their deaths under appropriate supervision and management by a parent would have been averted.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the people who defaced campaign posters of him in Melbourne are cowards. The vandals drew a Hitler moustache and devil horns on one poster and wrote the words right-wing fascist on another. Mr. Frydenberg's Jewish mother was born in Hungary and fled to Australia after escaping from the Holocaust. Mr. Frydenberg says it's completely unacceptable.
It's one thing to graffiti a sign, but it's another to invoke the horrors and the evils of the Holocaust and Nazism. These people are despicable, they're cowards, and they're very ignorant of the horrors of history.
The orphaned children of convicted IS terrorist Khalid Sharouf could soon be granted travel documents to return to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he would not put lives at risk to extract them from the Syrian conflict zone. However, if Sharouf's family can get out of Syria and into an Australian embassy, they will likely be given passports to return. Mr. Morrison said he was working with the Red Cross to get the children out of a Kurdish-controlled refugee camp.
There are the normal assessments that are done, the identification process. There are issues that relating to people's citizenship that has to be confirmed, and you'd expect that. But where those issues are able to be addressed, then of course we would follow the normal process for issuing of travel documents after all of those other matters have been addressed.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 22. Melbourne, a morning shower or two and 20. Hobart, early rain and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy and 26. Wollongong, also cloudy and 25. Sydney, mostly sunny and 27. Newcastle, much the same and 29. Brisbane, a possible shower and 28. Cairns, a shower or two and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, a storm's likely and 31 degrees.